This is Pastor Buddy joining you live right here on WWCR around the world tonight with a transmitting Joel the South. We're coming to you live right out of Nashville, Tennessee. And today is the 13th day of the month of January. We're live. Praise Yahweh. Well, call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on the air tonight. We got part three of Before I Am. Tonight we're going into the mystery of how that I Am came into being. In other words, the mystery of the covenant, of the relationship of a heavenly and an earthly family gathered together in one as the elect, as the offspring. Did you know that the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy that there is only one Yahweh, and that we should love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength? And yet today, here comes a church into being about 325 A.D., to be exact, and they hatched up a concept of a Trinitarian God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to prove tonight that that is absolutely unscriptural and false, and it comes from the pits of hell with the concept of a whore church. And I direct your attention to the book of Revelations, chapter 17. Now, we know that the Bible says in 1 John, chapter 7, verses 5, where most people get the concept of a Trinity. We go back to Matthew 28:19, and most people get a concept of a Trinity, or three gods. Now, what we want to describe to you tonight is the Godhead in its mysterious revelation. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 3:16, Paul made a mention, "Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." Well, in John chapter 1, verse 1, we give the scripture basis of John's gospel, as he said, "In the beginning was the Word." Now, if you look in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 and 8, you'll see that the Word is the second person in the Godhead, the Word. Now, the Bible says again in John, in chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning was the Word. So the Word was actually the number one thing in the very beginning. The Word. In the beginning was the Word. In other words, a bereshit, meaning in the Hebrew, in the beginning. So the beginning contained in the Godhead the Word. Now we know in John chapter 4, verse 24, listen to me well tonight, and get your pen and paper because you're going to need it, because we're going to give you a whole host of scriptures to unravel the great mystery of who you should pray to. We're going to unravel the great mystery of what name that you should acknowledge. Everybody's got two or three, some more names at the column. But the Bible says in Acts 4:11 and verse 12 that there's none other name that's got salvation. So we're talking about one name. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the 14th verse, that word God, the second person mentioned in 1 John chapter 7, there are three that bear record in heaven. Now let's see what they are. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Well, everybody says the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, like there's two persons, and yet they haven't figured out who the third person is, the Holy Spirit. me give you a dilemma for the Trinitarians and those that would teach the false teaching of a Trinity. Listen to me well. The Father overshadowed Mary, or Yahweh. Now, is Yahweh and the Father the same person? I would think so. Well, in the beginning was the Word. That's the second person of John chapter 5. And the Word was Yahweh. Oh, my. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, did Yahweh die? Yes, he did. Well, how did he die? He died in a flesh body manufactured by overshadowing Mary. We're going to prove to you that his blood was shed, God's blood, not the second or third person in a Godhead. Now, the question is, if God is Yahweh and the Holy Ghost is Yahweh, that's not two persons, ladies and gentlemen. You see, it's just a figment or an easy understanding of the carnal mind to try to explain the Godhead. But did you know that God is the Father and God as the Son, or the Word? It uses the word Word made flesh and dwelt among us. It doesn't talk about a son. You see, the sonship was put off on the tree when he died. Now, it is impossible, in John 4:24, it said that Yahweh is a spirit. It's impossible for a spirit to die. So the spirit didn't die, ladies and gentlemen. But there wasn't two of them. There's only one spirit, and by one spirit are you baptized into one body. Now, this one body is in Christ, or the anointed, by making yourself a candidate for repentance and baptism, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. You see, we get a Trinitarian concept here for the carnal mind, not the spiritual mind, because I'll show you, and I'll unravel the great mystery here in Matthew chapter 28:19. Let's go there for just a moment before we go to Acts chapter 2. It says, go and teach and make disciples of all of the house of Israel. Now, the covenant is to, for, and about a people that was chosen as a family, and the Messiah, Yahweh, Shua, in a flesh body said, of you, Jacob, of all the people that are in the earth, I have chosen you, not because that you were the most people, but because you are the fewest people upon the earth have I chosen you. Now, what for? He tells them in 28:19, listen very closely, because I'll show you how the great whore church crept in and deceived, would deceive, the very elect. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a fine line between right and wrong. Hold on to your seat here now. Fasten your spiritual safety belt as we go and give you the text of Matthew 28:19. It says in the text, for us to teach the preachers, that's a commission and an obligation of a commandment, to baptize them in the name of the Father. Well, of course, everybody wants to go out and baptize, saying Father, and never using the name of the Father. You see, right there is where they get a concept of Trinitarianism and miss the whole meaning of the faith of Hero Israel, Mark 12:29. Yahweh is one. They divide the Godhead up. They make it a creature Godhead. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Father of the Bible says that he was a spirit. God is a spirit. John 4:24. And it says that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Now listen here in the book of Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 9. It shall come to pass in those days, saith Yahweh, that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against my people. I will pour out upon the house of David. Now, we've been talking about that before. I am that I am, the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, or the Eliezer Yahu. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that he's going to pour his spirit out with grace and supplication, according to the 10th verse of 12, Zechariah, verse 10. And upon the house of David, and they shall look upon me. Not the world, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't die for the world. You say, well, it says John 3:16, God so loved the world. No, God so loved the house of Israel is the way that that should be placed in there. Because if you look at the enigmatic expression here that is expressed by the translators as they took the liberty to say world, he only died for those that was in the common house of Jacob. For he chose only the house of Jacob, and Jacob became 12 nations, or 12 distinct tribes from the bloodline of Jacob. So then, they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Now, isn't that a prophetic utterance of the time? Zechariah writing at least 400 years in the prophetic utterance before that the Messiah, Yahweh Shua in a flesh body, the eternal God. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's no big mystery that God became a man. God is the Word. The Word is made flesh. Go baptize them in the name of the Father and the name, not names, name of the Son. So the Father, in John 5:43, the Father has got a name, and the Son's got a name. Now, if it's not the same name, then we've got to baptize in the name of the Father, which is the Son, by the way, because the Son was the manifestation or the flesh body of the Father. The Father got in the flesh body and walked here for 33 and one half years, and he displayed his talents, brought his great mystery, expressed his great love as the messenger, as the Spirit, as the Father gave the Spirit into that body. Because it's hard, ladies and gentlemen, for God to be limited to a certain place and a certain body. But in this case, he did it. Now, he showed Moses his body in the 33rd chapter of the book of Exodus when Moses wanted to know his name. Now, the Bible says that Yahweh proclaimed the name of Yahweh before the ears and the very eyes of Moses as he walked by him with his hand over his eyes. He took his hand off of his eyes, and Moses saw the hinder parts of God, who was to come at least 1,500 years later into a flesh body that was prophesied in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7 and verse 14. For this is the utterance of the prophecy: behold, a virgin shall conceive, and she shall bring forth a child, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Well, in Matthew 1:23, read it for yourself, it says the interpretation of the word Emmanuel is God with us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the devil believes that there is one God. Is that correct? If the devil believes that there's one God, and that that one God walked here in a flesh body, and called himself, didn't never call himself the Son of God, called himself the Son of Man. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a difference. I want you to know tonight that the mystery of the Godhead is not that complicated. It's just that the carnal mind is not subject to the interpretation. Now, again, Matthew 28:19, go and teach them and baptize them in the name of the Father and the name of the Son and the name of the Holy Ghost. Now, you think that the Catholic Church, who adopted that very scripture verbatim without any interpretation, they ran off with a Trinitarian concept and started teaching the people to repent and be baptized by a priest, a Roman priest, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and no name was ever applied to the sins of the individual that they converted. They made him two for more the child of hell than he was to begin with. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you going to hear without a preacher? How's he going to preach except he be sent? Your old house of Israel in Deuteronomy 6:4, Yahweh is one, not Yahweh is three. The concept of Trinitarianism comes through the carnal mind. When they read the two scriptures that I gave you here, in Matthew 28:19 and 1 John 5:7, both of those scriptures, now let's go back to 5 and 7. There are three that bear record in heaven. Well, everybody says, well, see there, Lord of God, there's three gods up there, Pastor Buddy. He don't say that. It says there are three that bear record in heaven, and it lists them in order. All right, let's start with the first thing, the Father. Okay, we know that that's God. Well, we know that God is a spirit. Does that make two gods? No, that makes the same God. Well, the next person there is the Word. Well, who was the Word? The Word was God. Now, is that three gods? You see the Trinitarian falseness of these backsliding, deceived, carnal-minded people that have never fasted a day in their life to get the understanding of the Scriptures. Listen to this now. This is in Isaiah 44:6. And if you don't believe that the Father died in a flesh body, now it's impossible to kill a spirit. And the whole message of part one before, part two before, and part three before is exactly for this purpose: to prove to you that the flesh man shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, the spirit is of the earth. Now, we know that the spirit that came into the belly of Mary and anointed her and caused a young fetus to begin to grow. At a proper time, 9 months later, out came a flesh and blood God. Not gods, but God. And people say, well now, Pastor Buddy, you know, the Jews asked him, he said, where is your Father? They kept talking about the Father, and they said, where is he? And the Messiah, standing there in a flesh body, God in flesh, said, well, you neither know me nor my Father, for if you'd have known me, you would have known the Father. Well, in Matthew 11:25, will tell you emphatically that there's only one God. And everybody that learns of the Word that was made flesh will come to the Father. And the Father is the very express image as a spirit now in a flesh body. They were looking at the Father incarnated into the... what love! Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel. Pilate said, art thou a king? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's not two kings. These Trinitarians have to drop down every once in a while and be Twinities. We got the Twinity false doctrine, and we got the Trinity false doctrine, and we got very few oneness people that will stand up for one creator manifested in a flesh body. Now listen to this. I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me, there is no God. Now, that's Isaiah 44 and 6. Well, let's go over to, if you will, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 17. Here we begin to read, and it says, and I quote, and he laid his right hand upon me. This is John doing the writing. John caught up in a body into the heavens, and the right hand of this man who claimed to be in John's presence, he said, behold, I am the first and the last. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah 44 and 6, it was Yahweh the first and the last. Then we get into the New Testament, and the whore church tries to split the Godhead and make a creature and say it was someone else. That's not true, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. I am the first and the last. Remember, there's no God beside the first and the last. So then they try to place a God, another God, in some type of a biblical form or fashion, however they want to imagine these vain imaginations, professing themselves to become wise as fools. Oh yeah, they're smart, educated fools, but the bottom line is they're fools. Because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God, and a greater fool would say there's three of them. Do you understand what I'm talking about here tonight? Well, then you should. Listen to this now. Isaiah 44 and verse 6. I am the first and the last. Beside me there's no God. Revelation 1:17. The same God said as he laid his hands upon John. Now listen to this. This is going to really excite you oneness believers. It's going to cause the Trinitarians to pout and those who have not decided to doubt. And that's what we're here for, to create a doubt if you're not decided in the one God, that if you've got any more than one, you've got one or two too many. If you believe in three, you got two too many. If you believe in two, you got one too many. Because they're one God. Listen to it. And this man that laid his hand upon John's head said, fear not. I am the first and the last. And beside me there is no God. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive for evermore. Doubtless, you are our Father. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not, thou, O Yahweh, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. Isaiah 63 and verse 16. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved? Now, who died on the cross? Let's find out. And the angel of the church of Smyrna writes, these things saith the first and the last, who was dead and came back to life. The first and the last. Is there a God beside the first and last? I don't think so. But the Trinitarian whore church that created a false way to baptize to deceive people. And all the millions upon the millions of deceived people baptized in Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and have made themselves two for more the child of hell than they were to begin with. Now, how do you straighten that up, Pastor Buddy? Well, you repent and get a Yahweh preacher to baptize you in the name of Yahweh. You say, well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name, glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have proven over and over and over that the Father was a Hebrew, and the Son that was born of the Hebrew woman was himself the bloodline of David, who was a Hebrew. And so then, there was no Greek-Latin name applied to that man that walked here for 33 years. Matter of fact, the Bible says that they had forgotten the name of Yahweh for the false gods by the Pharisees and the scribes, as they worshipped the Baal gods of the local community. We got the same thing going on today. The Jesuses is filling this country up. Jesus is coming across the border in droves. Every one of them named Jesus in English. Jesus in Spanish. Now, when you call on Jesus, you're calling on the Greek mythical god of the 23rd chapter of a pagan imagination. And this whore church that was placed upon the earth to deceive the very elect shall deceive you if you can't catch this oneness message and the one name and the one body and the two hands of John chapter 10 verses 28 and 29. I and my Father are one in verse 30. And each one of them had a hand. The Father had a hand and the Son had a hand. But that hand of the Father and the hand of the Son was the same hand on the one body. How they have divided up the Godhead. These unjust heathen will pay for their sins. These carnal-minded, silly people being led astray with a sly, cunning craftiness of the tradition of man. Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts. I am the first and the last. Beside me there is no God. I am he that liveth and was dead. God, in a flesh body, suffered the torture stake, died in his passion on the 14th day at 3 o'clock, and was taken down before 6 p.m. as the sun darkened, the earth quaked, and the earth shattered and shook, because the great tabernacle of God's very presence went into the grave, and he made his grave with the dead. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, it is recorded that the people that were in the graves, now these are the same ones that the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, in a flesh body, went to preach after he died. Everybody says, well, he went back to heaven to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. He was God. He went to hell, or the word is paradise in the scriptures, what we would call hell. Hell is a place of confinement for the flesh. The spirit has a holding place called paradise. And everything from Adam had been trapped in the paradise by the sly, cunning craftiness of Satan, as he had deceived everyone from Adam up to the point of the Messiah coming to rescue them. And the Bible said all that were there in paradise, they weren't dead, ladies and gentlemen. They were awaiting their judgment. And Yahweh loved them from the foundation of the world, made a promise to Adam through Abel, who was slain from the foundation of the world. So the son of Yahweh, the literal offspring of Yahweh, Abel, slain, and his blood become a testimony and needed the redemption of the powerful, almighty oneness of God. And God obliged, and Satan said, you wouldn't come down here and leave your glory and splendor and power and take me on in the third dimension. And Yahweh rolled up his sleeves, made bare his holy arm, and came through the womb of Mary. And that was God with us, according to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. Unto us a son is born, and unto us this gift is for the redemption of the house of Israel. And listen to what his name is, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you know that Yahweh is that glory? We speak the wisdom of Yahweh in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. He knew this from the word go, ladies and gentlemen, declared the end from the very beginning. He knew that he would come to rescue the sons and daughters of Adam, and rescue them he did, as he conquered death, hell, and the grave. He rose again, and we're going to John chapter 20, and we're going to read a scripture in the book of John chapter 20, where it is recorded, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh was the risen Savior, as Stephen, or as Thomas, looked upon him in the 28th verse of the 20th chapter of the book of John. And the door being shut, suddenly after the resurrection, the Messiah, the King of Glory, Yahweh in a flesh body, glorified now, and he lives in that body forever. He said, I am alive forevermore, and there's no God beside me. The Trinity's the Catholic Church, and it's been adopted by the whore, as the harlots of the whore. Of course they would teach her doctrine, and of course the whore would influence the offspring of the harlots, because when they came, they brought the false name. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of them hated the Catholic Church and seceded from her jurisdiction of the Pope. But they came out of there calling on the same name that the whore did. And that name is a name of blasphemy. Listen to us in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 20. As they accused him of casting out devils by Beelzebub. And ladies and gentlemen, I've got those that blaspheme the Holy Ghost in this temple, as I preach and make them mad. They think that I am of the devil, and they call me that. But listen what the Messiah said as he cast out the devils. If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judge. But if I, with a finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is coming to you. Listen to that again. But if I, with a finger of God, cast out devils. Did he have the finger of the right hand? Well, of course he did. Did he have the finger of the left hand? Does two hands make one body? Yes, it does. And does one name sufficient for baptism? I'm alive forevermore. Go and teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father. Well, what's the Father's name, Pastor Buddy? Simple deduction, ladies and gentlemen. A blind man could see this. Though blind, wouldn't tarry or wander from the way. If we got any blind people that can't see naturally, that's listening to me tonight, you understand the language that Pastor Buddy has given to you. And if you would love me good enough to trust that I am quoting the scripture, I'm live here tonight. And if I'm not in the word, then these satanic Trinitarians should call me. And we could debate this live on the radio for the benefit of people that don't have eyes to see. And for the benefit of those who do not have ears to hear. Because the world is filled with those who have eyes to see and cannot see. And those who have ears to hear and they cannot hear. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back after Mr. Johnny Cash gives you a little bit of the man coming around.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
we're going to tell you tonight.
I'll tell you, Lord.
You don't believe the great I Am is coming back. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, he's coming back as Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, ladies and gentlemen. And he's coming back as the Almighty. Let's go to 1 Timothy, in chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahweh, by the commandments of God, our Savior, and our Messiah. Ladies and gentlemen, could it get any plainer than that? God and his commandments by the flesh body called the Messiah. You know what the word Messiah means? Yah is going to come and save you. Let's find out. Verse 17. Now unto the King eternal. Pilate said, are you a king? And he said, for that purpose I come to the world. Now to the King eternal. Listen to what Paul added on. Now to the King eternal. Verse 17. 1 Timothy in chapter 1. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, oh my, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that Yahweh is the King eternal? Don't you know that he is immortal? Don't you know that there is a way that seems right, but the end thereof is death? That's the Trinitarian way. There's not but one God. The devil believes it. And so then he inspires his children to confuse things. You see, the devil is confusion. So he brings Babylon in to put the three gods in the Godhead for the ignorant and the unlearned. But the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Did you know that Israel only would acknowledge one God? And that God was the Messiah that was going to come in a flesh body and save them. Listen to this. This is a faithful saying. Refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself rather unto godliness. And this is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially to those that believe. Now, let me read that again. That's 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 10. We trust in the living God. How do we know he's living? Why did he call him living? Because he died. Behold, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. I'm Alpha, Omega, and there's no God beside me. I am the Savior of all men who will believe. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, listen to this. But is now, in the last days, made manifest. This is the appearing of our Savior, Yahweh-Shua, in a flesh body, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Need I say more, ladies and gentlemen, as we read here in First Epistle to the Hebrews of the Apostle Paul's writing, chapter 1, verse 4, the Messiah being made so much better than the angels, oh my, hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Oh my, wonder what excellent name that the Son who came to inherit. Well, in John 5:43, he said, I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. But if another comes in his own name, him will you receive. Now let's go to the 8th verse. But unto the Son, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, the one God. Unto the Son, he said, remember that was the Father, the Spirit, in a flesh body, called himself the Son of Man, born of a woman. Unto the Son, he said, thou throne, O God, is forever and forever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, can I make it any more plain tonight for you in the revelation of who was in the beginning before time began? He's the same one yesterday, today, and forever. He is in Revelations 1 and 8. Listen to me as I read. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith Yahweh, which is and which was. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the God of the Old Testament. He was in the New Testament until they killed him, and he's the same God which is to come. Verse 8, the Almighty. Get ready, for he said, I am Alpha Omega. And verse 11 of Revelations chapter 1. I am Alpha Omega, the first and the last. Again, verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and death. Ladies and gentlemen, the books will be opened, and these are the 66 books, the 1189 chapters, and the 44 writers that is mentioned here that I'm reading from, the King James Bible. Believe it or not, most people think I read from a funny Bible. I read from a King James authorized version, and I do know how to read it. Now, we're going to show you what Satan the beast did in Revelation 13, verse 6. And Satan opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme God's name, and to blaspheme God's tabernacle. Ladies and gentlemen, if you won't acknowledge him as Yahweh in a flesh body, you're blaspheming the name of Yahweh. Remember what the Bible said, to not take the name of Yahweh in vain. You know how people take the name of Yahweh in vain? They fail to recognize the importance of the interpretation of his name. Again, Matthew 28:19, where it said to baptize in the name of the Father. How was you baptized, neighbor? Was you baptized by a preacher and you just heard him say, Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Well, Father's not a name, it's a title. Son's not a name, it's a title. Holy Ghost is not a name, it's a title. Were you baptized in a title, or would you prefer to be baptized in a name? All right, let's go to, as we close it out, here tonight, the time has gone far too quickly, Revelation 22, and I wish I had an hour and a half to preach on this more, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. That's the ones that made it, ladies and gentlemen. Are you going to repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh? Because when you get to heaven, there's going to be a great and a high wall. You can't get over it, you can't get under it, and you can't go through it unless you go through the door. And the Messiah said, I am the door, and my name is holy. If you want the name in your forehead, you've got to get the knowledge. My people, Hosea 4 and 6, are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They shall see his face, Now, faces, everybody's wanting to see faces in the Godhead. You're only going to see one face, ladies and gentlemen, and the persona and the embodiment of the Holy Spirit, God is the Spirit, is now in that crucified dead body that's alive forevermore. And I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do this commandment, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and that they may enter in through the gates into the city. Remember, you can't get into the city and through the gates except you've got his name in your forehead. Father's not a name, Son is not a name, Holy Ghost is not a name, and Jesus is not a name. All of these are error of the wicked and those filthy preachers that preach for money. You see, I could preach Jesus' name. I did for 30 years. And I could have a big audience, and I could be well-loved, and I could be accepted in all of the Jesus' name churches. Well, they won't let a Yahweh man in. They will see that you're called by the name of Yahweh, Deuteronomy 22:10. And they shall be afraid of you. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers. I've been teaching on it tonight, the great whore. And murderers, that's spiritual murderers, ladies and gentlemen. And idolaters, that's those that's worshiping a pagan god. And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. What is the truth? There is only one Yahweh. He's only got one name, and by one name are you all baptized into one body. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear Pastor Buddy and Brother Randall every Friday night on WWRB 3.185 at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you would like to know more about that program, just write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight. I'm glad to receive your call. We are at 423-626-2172. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old clock on the wall has just banged on in here and caught me here in the end of my message far too soon. I've enjoyed this series. If you'd like to have the three-part series Before I Am, remember, he existed before. He existed 2,000 years ago, and he exists tonight. Do you know where the Godhead is tonight? The Bible says in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 15. If you want to find the Godhead and who's there, read Colossians 1:15. It'll tell you exactly who fills the Godhead bodily. God filled the body of Christ with the Holy Ghost. And this Holy Spirit directed this body to carry out the prophetic foretold before the world was knowledge that was in the mind of God. And God loved you good enough to lay down that body of flesh that he walked in for 33 and a half years. He laid it down. He let it die. It wouldn't have died, ladies and gentlemen. He could have called 12 legions of angels. But he suffered until the last breath exited his body. There were three things that left his body on the torture stake. Do you know what they were? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it was. It was water, blood, and spirit. Water, blood, and spirit. It's going to take those three things to get you back into the mind of the kingdom. Water, blood, and spirit. You've got to be baptized in the name of Yahweh. You've got to believe that Yahweh laid down his life for you and died for you. And he's coming back as the Almighty to receive you unto himself. That where he is, there you may be also. Well, we hear the old cue up, and we got to get out of here. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Friday night on WWRB. Next Sunday night on WWCR, around the world, on the transmitting Jewel of the South. May Yahweh's richest blessings be with you tonight in the oneness of the Godhead.